There were rockers, rappers, folkies, and jazz musicians, and they were all either speaking or singing in Spanish and Portuguese. The 4th annual Latin Grammys were held in Miami last night, and awards were given in more than 40 categories to performers from throughout Latin America, the Caribbean, and Spain. NPR's Felix Contreras has this report.
Things got off to a rousing and emotional start with an all-star tribute to salsa singer and Latin icon Celia Cruz. Cruz died of a brain tumor in July. The program was broadcast live by CBS to more than 40 countries, reflecting the international scope of the awards. The evening's big winner was from Colombia. Singer-songwriter Juanes walked away with 5, including 2 of the biggies, Best Record and Best Album of the Year.
Hey, this is unbelievable. I never thought that it was going to happen to me. 3 years ago, I was lost completely in Los Angeles. I just want to say that one of the most beautiful things will just be in this business, or I don't know what's the right palabra para decirlo, is just to meet people like Carlos Vives, Ricky Martin, Rosario, Bisbal, Gloria Estefan, everybody, todos ustedes han sido inspiración para mí, so thank you very much, this is for you guys.
And in a nod to the cross-cultural theme of the awards, Juanes performed live with the American hip-hop group Black Eyed Peas. Unlike its English-language counterparts, the Latin Grammys have had international politics thrown into the mix from the beginning. The issue has been recognition of performers from Cuba. In 2001, the show was supposed to be held in Miami, but threats of violence by those protesting the presence of Cuban performers convinced organizers to move it back to Los Angeles at the 11th hour. The show was scheduled for September 12th that year, but was canceled because of the September 11th terrorist attack. Tonight, there were about 300 protesters outside the American Airlines Arena, both in favor and against the Cubans. The rap group Orishas and Buena Vista vocalist Ibrahim Ferrer both won awards tonight, but were not present because of visa complications. Brazilian music legend Gilberto Gil was honored as the Latin Grammy's Person of the Year. His praises were both sung and spoken by admirers from both film and music. Gil is Minister of Culture for Brazil, having been named to the post by the recently elected President Lula da Silva. Brazilian supergroup Tribalistas closed the evening with their award-winning mix of contemporary Brazilian music and pop. Comedian George Lopez hosted the event, and many winners gave their acceptance speeches in Spanish. Presenters included singer Natalie Cole and tennis star Venus Williams, further emphasizing the fusion of pop cultures in both languages. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
Chutar a bola.